We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Wake Up Call. 106.5 The End.
It's one of our favorite features we do every week. It is called Gavin and Rain. Joke.
I can't really hear it.
Gavin, your chair's on my blanket.
Oh.
Sorry, guys.
Gavin Rain, joke up, and there's only one rule.
We can't really hear it.
I can't either.
You did good.
You laugh, you lose. That's the one rule we have for Gavin and Rain. Joke off. Dad jokes back and forth. We have a nice little crowd here waiting for the amazing experience that is Gavin and Rain. Joke off. Let us remind.
Is that what they're doing?
Let us remind Wake Up Call listeners. Gavin has not won a single joke off with a live crowd.
That's true.
That is true. But
is today a new day?
They've been exhibitions.
Right,
yeah,
that is. This one won't count, of
that
course.
That doesn't mean you have lost all of them.
I need to share something with you guys.
Okay.
Bear with me. We got something in the mail yesterday.
Really?
And you guys weren't around, so I opened it anyway.
Oh, that package?
Yes.
Yes, I noticed that.
Dear Wake Up Call.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Rain, Katie, and Gavin. Not the right order.
I like it better, though.
My kids and I listen to your show every morning. We live in Forbestown.
Oh, where's
which
that?
Which is in the mountains, so our daily one-hour commute starts at 6:45. We play Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Cute.
And love all your segments. When you first started the joke off, we decided to make a trophy.
Oh.
But over the past year, we've been fighting fire threat after fire threat.
Oh, my gosh.
Finally, we finished it. I know it's not much, but it came from the minds of a 3, 7, and 10-year-old. They came up with the design, but I helped them put it together. They wanted to use our husky fur to glue a beard on it, but I thought that was a little gross. Anyway, I hope you enjoy it. And before I unveil this trophy,
oh my God,
our first fan-made trophy,
okay,
there's a letter here from one of the kids. It says, Dear Katie, Rain, and Gavin, still not the right
Even
order.
Even better. I love it.
We like to listen to your show every morning on our way to school. You're funny. We especially like the joke-off. Are you ready?
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's so sweet.
Brand new joke-off trophy. Here we go.
Hold on. Wait. Oh, I have to do something first.
Oh, my God. It requires.
Ready?
Okay.
That's great.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Is this not amazing?
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, my God. We'll post it to all of our Instagram accounts. It's funny nose glasses. And it says joke. Oh, my God.
Yeah, wow, they did a lot of time job on that.
Okay, so.
And by the way, I don't want this to replace Titan, but I think we should attach it to Titan somehow.
Oh, okay. Yeah, wow. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay.
Maybe right there where the number broke off.
Okay.
So thank you so much.
Oh,
what
wow,
are their names
perfect.
Again?
Mason, Madison, and Lila.
Oh, guys,
and I
thank
think
you.
It's the Sutton family.
The Suttons?
Julie.
You guys are great.
Thank you so much. That means a lot to us.
And please be safe.
Yes, 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 absolutely.
All right.
All right, so we're playing for fun. It's an exhibition today. But Gavin, you won last week, so champion goes first.
Okay, here we go. Harry Potter can't tell the difference between a witch's cooking pot and his best friend. They're both cauldron.
Gavin, you know he's not going to get that.
I don't know any Harry Potter stuff, so. I was going to tell you a joke about a time traveler, but you didn't like it.
It's clever. It's not funny. It's clever because it's time travel. He already told it to me. I asked my dad if we were pyromaniacs once, and you know what he said?
What?
He said, "We are, son."
The best advice my dad ever gave me was to marry a girl with a bad tattoo. Do you know why?
No.
She can make a bad decision and yet stick by them.
You know what they call the security guards at the Samsung store? Guardians of the Galaxy.
Gavin, you know I once swallowed an entire dictionary? It gave me the sorest throat I've ever had.
He's close.
I know. I feel like you maybe need to change your face or something because it's starting to look a little...
I can't change his face. This is the best face you've ever seen.
Okay. Well, maybe be a little more serious.
No crosstalk.
I dropped 1,000 milliliters of trash on the sidewalk. I was arrested for littering.
Yeah.
The hotel I work at got a huge reservation today. 250 chess masters for a huge tournament. It's not even Thanksgiving yet, and now I have to listen to chestnuts boasting on an open foyer.
I gotta be honest, wasn't even listening to that joke because him trying to change his face and going...
Gavin, don't, because you can't.
All right, okay. My wife said, I want you so badly. But we were playing Scrabble, so it doesn't count. You.
You.
The letter U.
Oh, yeah.
After winning the game, I decided to throw the ball into the crowd like they do on TV. Apparently, this is unacceptable in bowling.
I never believe in the astrological charts. Such a classic Taurus.
Gavin, before I die, I want to eat a whole bag of unpopped popcorn. That should make my cremation a little more interesting.
I have a contact lens problem. I don't have a contact lens solution.
Gavin, how did they say goodbye in the Middle East?
How?
Duh, bye!
I like that one. If you thought this year was weird, wait till 2019. It's odd.
What did the tree say to the bark when it wanted to quit?
What?
Stick with it.
Fun.
My wife really knows how to hold a grudge. She asked for lip balm, and instead I gave her a stick of lip glue. She hasn't talked to me since.
Gavin, did you hear about the ghost hunter twins that never found any ghosts?
No.
They are a pair of normal activity.
Gavin!
Yes! That's a win!
Gavin!
Yes, thank you, everybody.
That
thank you
even,
so much.
That wasn't even funny.
Thank you so much. That you guys are all fantastic.
God, I hate this game.
Thank
what,
you.
What made you actually...
I'm thinking about my jokes.
I knew it.
I don't have a... contact lens solution. That's
no,
a funny
that
joke.
Great. That was a good one. That
hold on, let me pose for all my pictures with the brand new trophy.
I hate
look
him.
At this thing.
I hate
look at
him.
It.
I hate
look
this
at it.
Game.
It's so great.
I hate doing it live.
It's got googly eyes.
Enough.
Oh, it's great. And they wanted to glue husky fur onto this
for the mustache.
To give it a beard.
Wow, God, that would have been great.
That's so
all right, congratulations, Gavin. No. It's congratulations to me.
Wow.
I'm pissed.
Don't talk to me.
Still undefeated in live Gavin and Rain joke off.
They're exhibitions, dummy.
We are broadcasting live from Orange Theory Fitness in Rockland off Pleasant Grove. Stop by and say hi to us this morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.